Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Good afternoon.
We're in the mix.
We're live. Here. We're live right now.
Live.
It is the On The Fence podcast with Alex and with...
Direct Dan.
Direct Dan the man.
Dan, no.
Doors are closed, so no selfies, please.
Yeah. Do you know what? Let me just start by saying, you might hear my voice. I've been told that my voice is like a hug, but today my voice is suffering and I might be a little bit raspy, you know? My voice is a bit raspy, but... You still get the drift. Hopefully you still feel like it's a hug. Maybe just not as nice a hug.
Yeah, it feels like kind of like a street hug at the moment. You know what I mean?
It's like a dap at this point. It's like a fist bump.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those awkward handshakes where you go in with like the fist bump and then it's like, oh, and then you just end up sort of hugging.
It's still a nice greeting, but it's not as warm, you know?
Yeah. One thing I do have a question on is, if I go to you and I'm going for a handshake, would you pull me in like... If you've just met somebody and you want to give them a hug, would you pull them in with the handshake? Because I feel that that's weird, rather than one of those ones where you're just like...
Yeah, no, if it's a handshake, you don't pull them in, because that's strange. Because that's like...
Keep them at arm's length.
That's like, why are you pulling me in? Because unless you're going to use the other hand for something.
Okay, it's, I see what you mean, yeah.
It's like that, yeah.
So, a bit of an introduction. This is the first time that me and Dan have ever been on a podcast. This is our first podcast.
It is.
The name of it is On The Fence.
Podcast Virgins.
And the reason for that is we are very different and very similar in a variety of ways.
True.
I am I lack opinions and I'm always on the fence, as you saw on the TV show The Circle, whereas Dan is Direct Dan.
Hashtag Direct Dan.
He's straight to the point. He doesn't mess about. He tells you what he thinks. So we thought we'd come together to talk about some theories, myths, lies, conspiracies, and give you our view on whether we believe them, whether we don't believe them, and whether we're on the fence.
Yeah, what he said.
So I need Dan here, basically, because otherwise it'd just be a monologue of me for hours deciding on on something.
And also, you know, I treasure the opportunity to, you know, voice my opinion on something, because my opinion is always better than yours. Always, without exception, I'm always correct.
It's true. Do you know what? Because you actually have one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't. My opinions are always worse than yours because I lack them.
Yeah. There you go.
The lack of them.
So even if you don't want to hear my opinion, guess what? You got it.
So I guess we should start off with The Circle.
Yeah.
And talking about that, we've just come off The Circle, the reality TV show where you don't ever get to meet people. Except through a social media platform, and the popularity contest, the most popular person who's voted the most popular by the other players wins. And we've just come off that, and for those of you that watched it, we are one of the friendships that have come off the back of that, aside from Bestie.
Yeah, Sean and a man like Freddie. In the bits. Big up man like Freddie and Sean.
100% in the place. And we came out of it with a bit of a different... Obviously, I was pretending for 3 weeks to be a woman, and then Dan was being himself for 3 weeks.
Basically, I fancied him, do you know what I mean? It's a bit awkward. I'm just put it out there. Do you know what I mean? It was a bit strange, but I was questioning myself. I was like, am I gay now? Oh, guess what? Newsflash, I'm definitely not gay.
And do you know what? The other strange thing is that the picture that I was using when I was pretending to be a woman was that of my girlfriend that Dan also liked.
Awkward.
But do you know what? Like, last night we were at an event and you two were chatting and I was just like... should I be worried? Nah, I shouldn't be worried. I was like, I don't know. I was like, it was a madness. I love it.
Awkward.
Awkward. So anyway, we should get down to it. Mm. Today, we've introduced a concept and it's deciding whether or not we're on the fence about other topics. Mm. And I thought it'd be a good chance in this first episode to run through a few topics that we want to do a full episode on and decide
what's good,
what's bad.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, mate, have you got any?
I got a few.
You've got a few? Yeah, yeah, okay, you came prepared. I like this.
I've got a few topics.
Right? I like this.
I've got a few topics.
Hit me.
Right. First one being, just I felt like this was the most fitting, the most relevant one. Is it ever okay to catfish? Ooh, sting.
Oh, feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
I should have signed these off, you know what I mean?
Beforehand. But yeah, is it ever okay to catfish someone? Is it ever okay to deceive someone? Is there a reason that deception can be for the greater good?
Ooh.
For instance. So I feel like that could be a potentially strong topic.
I would agree on that one, purely because I've seen firsthand, obviously I've done it, so I've seen firsthand how it feels. Well, I mean, you've seen firsthand how it feels to be catfished, and I've actually catfished you.
Very successfully, I might add.
And it was a particularly lucrative catfishing,
yeah,
obviously, too, which is unusual. So that I think that would be a real good place to start, yeah, to be honest.
So that's why it's my first one.
Yeah, and so, within that, are we going to explore, like, gender? So, catfishing, the way I did it, I was obviously a man pretending to be a woman. Mm. There's also other people in the show that were being older or younger or gay or straight.
But still the same sex.
Yeah. So, are we going to explore the whole realm of
that? I think
it
would be important for us to explore every avenue of catfishing as a whole. And also, I think it would be quite interesting to explore, I don't want to say the positives, but perhaps maybe scenarios, not that I can think of right now, where catfishing would actually be for some sort of benefit of all, if
yeah,
that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, the Robin Hood of catfishing, like that kind of, I
yeah,
don't know if
for
that's
sure.
a thing, but yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah, because I guess, like, one of the things that I'm quite happy that's come out of it is that it's at least raised awareness to people that it's a thing. And also raised awareness when they stuck us in that room at the end and we had to, like,
yeah, face to face.
Face to face, and you were
furious.
I mean, like, out of 10, what was that level like for you in terms of anger?
Do you know what the craziest thing is? It wasn't just necessarily anger, it was very much confusion and it was embarrassment. And I think I wear embarrassment better than most, but I was very, very embarrassed in that situation. I think that's probably the overriding, because I was so angry. But if I ever get angry in a setting like that, I usually just leave.
Yeah,
I didn't really have the option to leave there.
Yeah, neither did
I. So it was a bit weird.
Like, so for those of you that watched the show and saw me and Dan in that situation, we rolled in there. Well, I rolled in there. Dan was already there. He was already helping himself to cheese and wine.
Mm.
He was there, and I had to roll up on him and be like, "Surprise! I'm not really a woman. I'm actually a man." And the reaction was quite rightfully like a combination of just bare emotions.
But do you,
like,
know what? I think I've got a slight bit of backlash from that.
Oh really?
For my reaction, yeah.
Oh shit.
So
people
feel I was too angry and they were annoyed that I was responding so angrily when I had said that I didn't think you were who you were.
And I think the reason maybe for them saying that was because they've seen me
From the start.
Whereas you had never seen me before, yeah. And like never even knew what I was like as a person, and then you just had me rolling in and trying to tell a knock knock joke and that it was a very awkward scenario. And we were actually there for like half an hour, guys. I know it only looked like 30 seconds, but we were there for
a long time.
Okay, so catfishing is on the list. Put that down on the list, please, producer Abby.
Give that a little tick. Thank you.
We've got producers now. We're big time,
big
baby.
Big time.
She's actually just helping us out as a friend. It's good. It's fine. Okay, so
you next.
I've got one for you, which is inspired by a scene on the show where you were talking about sending pictures, nudes. And so one of my common myths and theories is, do dick pics work?
I think it's a really good topic. But, yeah, I mean, let's not delve into it now. But just now, from now, I'll say it's circumstantial. Okay. You can't. There has to be a pre-established. There is. I feel there has to be a pre-established relationship. There is never any circumstance where you can just like off the cuff. Do you know what I mean? Just dash
just
it.
Dash
just
a dick
dash
pic.
Dash the dick pic and just be like, you can't be a stranger. It's like flashing someone on the street. Like there's that's never gonna end well.
Okay, I see what you mean. So yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's justified. I think that's a good one.
So yeah, I wanna know, because I mean. I'll throw my hands up. I've sent a dick pic. Yeah. Hands up, who's
same.
Sent a dick pic? Yeah,
same.
It's been done. But I want to know whether it's has it ever worked for someone who's like, I'll just send her a dick pic, like a bit of early flirting, straight yeah. with a dick pic. Does a girl suddenly become attracted to that and be like, oh, that's made me proper horny, or are they like, that's weird as fuck?
Yeah,
bro.
That's strange.
Yeah,
that's strange.
What do you reckon on that one? On the list or not on the list?
I think it's on the list. I think it's a little. I think it's a like a little segment. I don't think it's a full episode, but I think it's okay. a worthwhile segment.
Because we need to have that chat. But then it can also go like wider to female nudes, because I do think that they work.
I received my first nude today.
Oh no
God.
Way. Shut yes, up, right what, from the
show. She literally, I was going to say that I'm chatting to her, but I don't want to say that I'm chatting to her. I might incriminate myself.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, careful.
Yeah, she literally just sent me, I opened it and I thought, oh, because I've got so many pictures, but it's usually someone sending me a bit of art. Okay. I'm thinking this is dead. So I'm sorry.
Like a picture of you.
Yeah, yeah,
that,
myself. Yeah. Like, I'm like, thank yeah. you, but like, this is just not that great. But then I got titties, bro.
Mate. Hey. Boobs for Dan.
Boobs for Dan, mate.
No, like, Jesus, mate. That's a madness. Yeah. That obviously, let's get onto this. The DMs have been popping, haven't they?
Oh, ridiculous. I've missed so many. Hashtag. The producer Abby just wrote hashtag boobs for Dan. Love that. Yeah. Let's make that a proper hashtag, because Dan does need boobs in his DM. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I love all your messages. You're so kind. You're so lovely people. I love it, and you've shown me a lot of love. But hashtag boobs for Dan.
There's levels of love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you show ultimate love.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Disclaimer. This is in jest. This is a joke. This is joking.
Speak for yourself.
We'll have to put an age limit on this podcast as well. So what we talk about, DMs have been popping.
Yeah.
You've had people sliding in left, right and centre. Mm-hmm. Has there been any, without naming any names, blue ticks sliding into your new blue tick profile you have? We've got ticks, by the way.
Oh my God, yeah. Verified, baby.
Oh, influencing.
Influencing in the real world. Blue ticks in my DMs. Yeah, but the first blue tick that was in my DM was a man, but he was just being friendly.
Oh, nice.
He wanted to send me some stuff. I think he's a footballer. Saying,
oh, sick.
Yeah, he just wanted to send me some. He's like, oh, send me your address, I'm going to send you some stuff. And I sent him my address, and he just, he's opened it, he's read it, he ain't sent nothing. It was like, he was the first DM I even saw, really. So
oh, shit.
I think he just decided he don't want to send it to me anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe like, now it's died. Now the show's died down. He's like, nah, allow it.
Yeah, yeah, allow it. I don't really care anymore. It's old news.
Yeah, fake news, mate. Yeah. But the DMs have been really busy. Like, obviously, feel free, if you hear this, to send us a DM and we'll try and read it. But it's like hundreds.
When I got my phone back, which was for a while, when I went in my DMs, I received a DM on average like every 30 seconds, I'd say.
No way.
So I couldn't even really respond, because by the time I went to respond, there was another 20 DMs that were in there. I'm like, what am I going to do with that? So
yeah.
It was daunting. So I just left it. You know when something's like becoming worse and worse and you just turn a blind eye to it? That's what I did. So I just left the DMs. They started to slow down a little bit now. It's a bit easily. It'll be good. More easy to manage.
Because I feel like you're one of those people that just really want to respond.
Yeah,
like,
to everyone.
Yeah.
It really like was upsetting me, because I was getting all this like nice messages and I'd always respond in normal life, but it just got overwhelming, way too overwhelming.
Spam his DMs, really wind him
Not
up.
Not a negative.
Really
I've
wind
had,
him up.
I've had worse things. I've had worse problems, you know what I mean?
Okay, so mate, it's your
My
chance.
Next one.
Oh, sorry, don't call you mate. Dan. So Dan, it's your time now. Your next one, let's do it.
My number two, are you a feminist?
Oh, wow.
Are you a feminist?
Am I a feminist? Jesus, do you know what? I'm like so on the fence.
And it has to be a yes or a no.
No, bro, this is an on the fence podcast.
No, it literally says yes or no.
So are we making this a thing that at the end we have to do a yes or no?
You have to be.
Oh my days, it's going to be painful for me. Because this would have been my traditional response, like there's pros and cons, right? So feminism, I like there's levels of feminism that I really understand, there's levels that I don't. Like I don't believe in oppression of anyone based on anything. And there's levels of feminism where they're like, oppress the men to balance out the gender inequality. But there is like bare gender inequality.
Do you know what I
still
wanted to talk on that? Because from the I looked up in the dictionary because I thought, you know, feminist is a very popular...
It's quite like a current term.
It's a very common thing being used. And I thought, you know what, I want to look up the actual definition of feminism. So I looked it up and I decided that I am a feminist based off the definition. Definition is someone that is for the equality of women, which of course I am. But then if you ever speak to... Well, I have some friends who consider themselves feminist, but then I speak to them about paying on first dates and things like that.
Yeah.
And they become quite quickly not feminists anymore.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm for instance, holding the door open for a woman.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we do for women first that we don't do for men. I know, generally speaking, things like pay... There's a gap there, so I appreciate men are paid more for the same roles. That's not good.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are a lot of things and etiquette which is considered that we do for women that we don't do for men. And are you saying that you don't want those anymore because it's not equal?
Yeah, that's an interesting topic. I feel that with that one, so I might have got to mention earlier, guys, we're going to have people call in. We're going to speak to you guys. We're going to speak to the public about the situations and get their opinions and hopefully use other people's opinions to help formulate our own. And that would be a really interesting one to have, like a feminist, like a hardcore feminist call in and probably just rinse us for
that'd
like,
be amazing.
For like 10 minutes. That. Yeah? Because Direct Dan, I reckon, would get direct on that call.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple bars for you,
man. Okay, jeez. Bars. We've got the mics and now we just think that we're both spitting lyrics. Okay, so feminism. Producer Abby, please stick it on the list. So far on the list, we've got catfishing. We've got the issue of nudes. In the modern day.
Hashtag
and now
with Dan.
We've got feminism.
Feminism. This is turning into...
This is a list and a half,
this
man.
This is a strong list.
Okay, so this is one that I think is really current and one that I'm kind of like... I can't really understand this. And I feel that I need some more education on it. And that is people telling me that weed is better for you than alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Is that a myth or is that a lie or is that true or because people are telling me like alcohol's the worst for you and weed's way better, but I know people that have weed that smoke weed and just get mad paranoid and lose their head like
that's interesting. We're gonna have to do some research.
We're
I don't
gonna have to
weed,
do
by
some
the way. I just don't. I mean, I used to when I was a kid, but I probably haven't since I hit my 20s. I've not touched it and I probably stopped smoking it when I was like flipping 17, 18. I'm not a weed smoker and I don't actually drink either. I mean, I do drink socially, but put it this way, there was a bottle of wine in my flat and it's got Love Island on it. Love Island finished I don't know when, like, so
oh, shit.
It's months old. It's sat there for months.
Just maturing.
Literally.
A fine wine, mate, is the older ones, I heard.
But I think that's a really good topic because, you know, we're going to settle this once and for all. We're not going to be on the fence. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
When someone says to me, weed's better, I'm like, it's not though, is it, mate?
Yeah.
It's not.
And we can speak to like a stoner and we can speak to somebody that prefers their drink and then decide. Or we can just do like physical research ourselves.
Yeah.
Lock ourselves in this room and just try both until the podcast is over.
Until one of us dies. Yeah. And then we decide that, well, clearly.
We'll just hotbox this joint. Hotbox the studio until the podcast is over and just see how long we go for. That episode will be like 7 hours long.
Yeah, love that.
Three takeaways will be ordered. Cool. So, yeah, let's stick that on the list for sure.
Let's stick that on there. Producer Abby.
We're going to end up with...
Thank you very much.
...episodes right now. This is going to be a list.
Strong. I've got one for you.
Come on.
And this is one for us specifically, because I feel this is quite...
Oh, shit. It's not another one about cats.
Single life versus relationship.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Oh, shit. You've been in a relationship for what now, 2 years?
Yeah, and before that, it was 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're very much a relationship man.
Well, yeah, like, do you know what it is? I've always been quite insecure. Like, I used to be quite fat before, and I've lost loads of weight. And I used to be so insecure about, like, my looks that when I had a girlfriend, I was like, shit, I need to make this girl my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I want to hold on to this and enjoy it. And, like, the six-year relationship was amazing. And then I had a brief single period, and then I met Millie, my current girlfriend, 2 years ago. So I've been in a relationship for time, most of the good years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is funny because I was in a three-year relationship from 18 to 21, but then I was single for 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit. So you've had the good era. You've had the good time.
I'm on the flip side, more or less. So okay. I think that's going to be... But I want to almost determine which is better, especially in your 20s. You're in your 20s. I'm still in my 20s as well. Let's decide. Like, I'd like to have a bit of a conversation around that.
So the one issue I have about this is that it's relatively... You're not going to have any punishment for anything that you say in that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, bruv... I'm going to be in the doghouse.
Well, that's just why it's a better conversation. That's why it's going to sound banging.
You're going to lap that up, aren't you, Rob?
But also, it leads quite into one of my other questions, which I'll kind of put them as one, which is marriage antiquated?
Oh, Is the concept of marriage antiquated?
Is it out of date now?
Yeah.
Is it a little
bit? I can kind of see that, for sure.
You know, like, it's just kind of, what am I getting on my knee and that? I mean,
yeah.
In the interest
and
of
And you've
feminism,
got a long way to go down.
Yeah, I mean... I've got long legs.
What, is it 6'4" or something?
Yeah, I've got long old legs. And in the interest of feminism, again, I mean, what's happening there? Because, I mean, am I getting on the... Why don't you propose to me then? If we're equal, you know? Abby's typing us something, so we're trying to read it.
Yeah. I'm so... Oh, the last one. So we had feminism, and then...
Single life versus relationship.
Oh, no,
life.
What did I say?
What do you mean? For what? Well, what did you say?
I said weed and alcohol. So just producer Abby, we're going to get this back on the list. It's weed versus alcohol. Which one's better? Because everyone's telling us different things. Mm-hmm. And then this one is like relationships and marriage. So is it better to be in a relationship or single, particularly in your youth?
Yeah.
And then when you hit that level of marriage...
Is the concept of marriage itself antiquated? Should we be looking for something else?
We need to get a vicar on for that.
Yeah.
100%, bro. I want white collar shit right now, you know what I mean?
But because there's other ways now. You don't even have to get married. I think you can, like, sign some contract or something, and then you're just, like, merged.
Yeah, like, when we...
I don't know if that's the term. I'm not married. I'm merged.
Because something I have a problem with... Well, one of the problems I'm going to have if I ever get married to Millie is that she won't... She's already told me, like, the first day we met, she's like, I'm not going to take your surname.
Oh, wow.
I was like, well, it's a bit early for that. But now, like, 2 years in, we're both getting older, and I'm like, shit, even, like, say, 4 years, we end up going there.
What is Millie's surname?
Logan.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I like that. That's sick. It's like
Hulk.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to change mine either.
That's it. Mine's shit. Yeah. And it's always spelt wrong.
Yeah. What's it? Holborn, isn't it?
It's Hoburn. H-O-B-E-R-N. But people spell it like Holborn. H-O-L-B-O-R-N. People spell it bare different ways.
Why did she say that? Did she give you any sort of reason? She was like, I'm just sitting there watching like Friends or something. And she turned to you and was like, by the way, if we get married, I'm not taking your name because it's shit.
I can't remember why. I think it's because like she doesn't want to lose her name. She loves her name and she doesn't want it to, like, disappear.
Yeah.
But like growing up, my surname was spelt wrong on the back of all my football shirts. Like, who, are you a football fan?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you support?
United.
Ooh, Man U.
Yeah.
Manchester. Oh, okay, yeah, sick. Yeah. So I was the same at the time, and I haven't watched it in years though. But I used to get my shirt. And I'd get to like JJB Sports. Do you remember that joint?
Yeah, yeah. I used to work there. I was like a manager at JJB Sports. Swear
that. That's sick. Because that went missing. And I'd tip up there and be like, yes, my shirt is ready. Are you mad?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Are you mad? It's spelt wrong.
Someone's getting fired.
Yeah, my mum used to kick off for me because I was too scared. Always, still am. But
interesting. I think that's the topic. I think that's, yeah, that's something for us to.
So we've got that.
I suppose it's you now.
Okay, so this is kind of like, there's a couple more that I want to say. So last one, second to last one is flat earth theory. Flat earth theory,
for me that's just so dumb.
Like, because people believe it.
Like, what is wrong with you?
I don't understand why. What I'd quite like to do is that I'm so certain that the world is round that I want to speak to someone that's not and ask them why they think that.
Do you know what you should ask them? Haven't you seen the pictures?
Because they always keep saying that that's like, so I watched this thing and they're like, that's a stock photo that just keeps being used all the time. It's the same angle. You know, when we went to the moon.
The same angle. That is so
it's like always the same. Yeah, it hilarious. Never changes. Like so even the clouds close. And that. That's what they say. So we need to figure that one out. But because I know that
do you know
currently
what I thought that was so hilarious? Because the earth is round. So how the hell do you know what angle? It looks the same from every angle. Yeah, I know. It's round. It's literally round. That's why it looks the same. Just throwing it out there.
Because I know in this episode, we're going to start off both. Not even on the fence in that. We're both like, the earth is round.
Yeah.
So we're going to have like, however long this is, a flat out argument with people. Because I'm just going to keep getting flat earthers. We're not even going to speak to people that think the world's round because everyone does. I want to speak to these flat earthers. So if you are a flat earth person, I don't know what you're called, flat earther, DM me.
Yeah, 100% get in touch.
Yeah, you're like, we're taking the mick out of you right now. Stick up for yourself. Stick up for yourself. Stand up.
Stand up and be counted. I like that one.
Okay, flat earth theory is going on the list. Hit me, Dan.
What have we got? We've got, is the internet positive or negative?
I'm on the fence.
Or even,
social
media. Is social media positive or negative?
That's a madness, you know. You're going to have to do some work on me with that. I reckon you'll trample me on that one.
What's your opinion on it at the moment?
I mean, I couldn't tell you. So, I work in social media, so there's so many positives of it for me, like freedom of expression, a limitless environment where you can be who you want, obviously within their rules, which they have set, so that's kind of a contradiction in itself. But there's so many good things it does, but then the negatives just smash it, like fake news. The whole of social media is inherently fake, from like being able to put a filter on a photo to being able to upload a photo like 5 days later and be like, I'm still on holiday. People think that I've been on holiday for months, bro. I'm still there. You know what I mean? All that kind of thing. What do you think?
For me personally, because this is a question that you might remember came up in the circle.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised and shocked at how many people felt it was a negative thing.
Yeah.
I was like, how could it be possibly be negative when, one, you're using it right now to speak to me, but I feel like social media is a direct reflection of people in real life.
Okay.
So if you are a dickhead, you're on social media, you're just a slightly larger one because you don't have any backlash. There's no blowback from you being a dickhead.
I see what you mean.
Can be your biggest self. Whereas if you're a really kind person, if you're nice, social media is that place you're probably going to express how nice you are. Even if your views are opposite to someone else, you'll try and portray it and give it to them in a reasonable or measured way instead of trampling someone.
I see what you mean. Like keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
Or that kind of thing.
They're arseholes in real life. Let's have it right. They must be. Because you're not a really lovely person, then you get on the internet and you become an arsehole. Like, it just don't really work like that.
That's interesting. In my opinion. And do you think that we could get like, we could find a troll or like?
Yeah.
That would be sick.
He can remain anonymous. But if you trolled before, defo get in touch. I want to know who and why.
Yeah. That's a sick one. I'm pumped for that. Yeah. That we could revolutionise.
Because they just think it's a laugh. Do you know what I mean? But there's people on the end, on the other side of the screen.
Yeah. I want to meet a troll.
Yeah.
I want to meet a troll. Okay, that's definitely going on the list. That's actually baffled me a bit because I'm feeling my inner fence just like swaying in the wind right now. Like the big storm's coming. It's going to knock my fence down. I can tell already. So my last one is the 10-second rule.
What, is stuff falling on the floor?
So when you drop food on the floor,
yeah.
How long? I'm going.
Well, the thing is, people. I've heard it's the 5-second rule. I've heard it's the 3-second rule. It's the 5-second rule. You just called it the 10-second. Well, how many seconds do we really get until we're not allowed to eat it? Because I'm eating that.
I'm the same, Rob. I'm leaving it for time. I'd be like, oh, shit. Oh, there's a crisp on the floor. It's been there a few days.
Although it does depend what it is. Because obviously, true. If you're like, imagine you just went, you come out of the chicken shop and you just drop your box of chicken, all your chips on the floor. That's heartbreak, bro. That's heartbreak. Everything in me is telling me to eat the chicken off the floor. But I'm not going to do
intuition.
That. I can't do that. I can't eat chicken off the floor. Like, if it was a crisp, I might eat off the floor. Okay. But so, I don't know why I feel like it's all right to eat crisps off the floor because I dropped a crisp. But then again, you got a whole packet of crisps. So I probably wouldn't, in that real scenario, pick it up. But I'd easily do it. I'd just pick up a crisp and eat it. But when the chicken slaps that floor, like, boom, slow motion. Imagine that.
No. Salt coming off it. A bit like the bit of the skin.
The skin, yeah. The crispy bit, just like, I can't pick that up and eat that. I can't.
Okay.
But that's heartbreaking. I'd want to.
You'd want to do it?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, it's all about location. If I'm in my flat, I know the floor's clean. I'm cleaning that floor regularly. Yeah. Like, I know it's clean. Same as everyone's like, oh, have you washed your hands after you've been for a wee? I'm like, well, if I had pissed on myself, I would have. I cleaned my dick this morning and I just touched it. So the first time it's been touched today, you know what I mean?
It's sweet.
It's clean.
Do you know what? I do wash my hands, but only because for other people.
Yeah.
I just do it because I think if you just touch your dick and you try to shake my hand, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, no, I know that. I get
so
that.
So that's like
I
the only reason I wash my hands is just for everyone else's benefit.
And I'm a bit of a germaphobe as well. Like touching stuff on the tube.
Oh, yeah. Every time I do that, I do think in my head, oh, I've probably got dirty hands now. Who knows where that has been.
Yeah, like I've heard there's loads of diseases on the tube. All right, so 5-second rules.
Yeah, I think...
10-second, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, you don't even know what it is.
No, I don't. I'm confused already. So food.
Hygiene. Producer
My
Abby
G.
has written hygiene.
I feel like you could be like, wait, where's... I need the horn right now. We're like, hygiene. That was loud, sorry about that.
Dirty people, it's just not the one really, is it? But eating stuff off the floor, that is going inside you, so you're not really bothering anyone.
No.
So, I mean, if you want to eat the chicken off the floor, that's your business.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
And if you saw somebody at the end of the night eating their chicken wings off the floor,
drunk. You know when a drunkard like fallen over and his chicken just, I'd be like, my guy.
Oh, would you? Yeah, would you? I'd be like, whoa, yeah, like, hold up.
I'd be like, my guy, I get that. I see what you're saying. It's been a long night. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to leave that. There's no way that chicken's going to waste.
No way, because that's his last £3.90, you know
what
I mean?
He's already dashed all of his readies in the club. He's got no bread left. Yeah. He's got 3 little quid. He went and bought himself a chicken and chips, and he's dropped it.
The toilet attendant has been getting that change all night just for a little spray.
Yeah, so he's got his last £3. He's gonna, of course he's going to yam that.
Okay, right. All right. Okay, so far on the list, and we've got to wrap this up soon because we've been talking for a while now, but we've got catfishing, episode 1. And then... in no particular order after that, we've got nudes/dick pics/boobs for Dan.
#boobs for Dan.
We've got feminism. Well, like, that's going to be a mad one.
It's going to be... that's a dangerous topic, isn't it?
Like,
that's nuclear right now.
Yeah, that's mental preparation.
Yeah.
Nuclear. That is nuclear.
Yeah, trust me.
We've got weed versus alcohol.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's going to be experimental.
I was going to say, we should experiment. For research purposes only, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the people, you know, for the greater good.
Exactly.
We've got marriage and relationships. So relationships when you're young / marriage when you're old. Is marriage outdated and are relationships good for you when you're younger? Then we've got flat earth theory. Bullshit.
Idiots.
And then we've got internet. Is it good or bad? / social media. Is it good or bad? That's a big topic.
I think that's banging. I think there's going to be a lot of people that have strong opinions on that. I remember in the circle, Sean and Freddie both had very strong opinions about social media being a negative place.
Like, this is a problem that I'm having now with all of those conversations we had, and you must be having the same problem. Were they their actual opinions?
Mm.
Those, you know, when like Sean and Freddie were talking, you see, because when I was giving my opinion, it was my opinion, even though I was doing it as a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
But was Freddie's opinion his opinion?
He said he was addicted to his phone, didn't he?
Yeah, is that a thing?
But do you remember this one? Do you remember this one? Sorry, I know we're running over a little
bit. That's all right, do it.
I feel this is important. He said the makeup thing. Do you remember the makeup thing? Girls, women look better with makeup, or do they not look better?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, of course they look better with makeup, but everyone was bashing me. The only people that voted that was me and Mairead.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
In the group chat, they were going in on me, and I was thinking, what, you're telling me these women spend 2 hours in front of the mirror every morning before they get up and go to, before they go to work, to look worse?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're saying. If makeup doesn't look, make you look better, you're saying that it must in turn make you look worse, and we all know that's
not true.
What's the
point? Yeah, like, what's the point in doing it if it's not making you look better? That's what you were thinking.
And
yeah.
I said, every girl in here has makeup on in their photo, so why are you trying to chat shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, no, no, it doesn't. But he wears makeup all the time.
Yeah, which is odd.
Yeah. Okay. That's that's what I was interested in.
And enhancement, innit? It's literally, makeup is an enhancement. To then say it doesn't make you look better is weird. It don't make no sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you. And I mean, we're never going to know whether that was their real opinions or not. We're going to have to sit down with all the cast of the circle, go through each topic and be like, okay, say your piece now, because I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know who's lying. And then the last topic we've got is hygiene. 5 second rule. Washing your hands. How long can you leave a crisp on the floor in your kitchen before you got pick it up and eat it? Because my mum is like seconds, like 0.5 seconds. She's like, nah, in the bin. I'm like, mum, you just cooked that lamb shank. You know what I mean? It's been roasting for hours. It's slow cooked. It's falling off the bone. Why are you dashing that in the bin right now?
Like, I'd eat lamb shank off the kitchen floor, rago.
Yeah.
I'd eat anything off the kitchen floor. I eat soup. Do you know what I mean? I eat soup off the kitchen. It's like my floor. Like it's only had my own dirty toes on it. Do you know what I mean?
I know, yeah, yeah. Are you a slider man?
Yeah, I'm a slider man.
Okay, yeah. I'm barefoot, but...
Really?
Yeah, a bit grim that, isn't it? Anyway, that's another one. We'll do that another day. Thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah.
That's the wrap on the On The Fence podcast.
On The Fence podcast.
I'm currently on the fence about most of those things, except for flat earth theory.
Idiots.
Yeah, that's the only one that I'm like confident on. What about you? You've got opinions on all American.
I've got opinions on everything. Just throw me a topic, mate. I'll give you my opinion, whether you want it or not.
Hashtag direct Dan.
Hashtag direct Dan.
And I'll leave you with this. Dan has a turtle. His name is Fiji.
Mm, that's true.
And I've got something for you, Dan.
What you got?
You ready?
He loves this button.
Hey, hey. Ninja Fiji.
Hey.
Ninja Fiji.
I might bring him next time.
Oh, bro, if you bring in a turtle.
Can you imagine? I'll get him a little box and I'll bring him, bro.
This is the first podcast ever that would have ever had a real life turtle on it.
I'll get him on the mic and everything.
Mate, does he make noise?
Not really. I mean, I could probably get him to bite the mic or something. That'll make him
noise. Okay, sick. Yeah, yeah. Or just give him a voice.
Yeah.
Give him an opinion. What does turtles think about flat earth theory?
Yeah.
What do turtles think about weed versus alcohol? I mean,
it's a shout.
That's obviously animal cruelty, but he can try them out. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. I've been Alex.
I have been hashtag direct Dan.
/ I'm also known as Kate. And we will see you next time for the On The Fence podcast. You!
Thank you very much. You know, you're going to give us a little clap on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Can't applause the ting, bruv.
Oh, we've got to applause this. I'm sorry, I'm still getting used to all of this. Jeez.
Slacking. Hey!
Jesus! Let's give it one of these as well.
Bomba, we're out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life.
And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.